here with us now to tell us more about the Rockin' on the River Concert Series this summer is the event chairman, Bob Early. Bob, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
How you doing, Andy? Matt's there, too, I hope, right?
Oh, Matt's right here. He's not going anywhere.
I got my mic on now. I'm here for you.
So I'm on the bullseye, man. I got to be careful what I say.
No, we'll keep you out of the crosshairs, man. You're a friend of the show. We'll take it easy on you. You know that. Plus, everybody knows your extensive history in radio. This isn't your first rodeo. You know how to do this by now.
Yep.
Well, you mentioned,
that's true.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, Bob, when this whole schedule was released back in March, that you wanted to get two headliners rather than an opener and a headliner for these shows. Why is that?
Well, I made a mistake last year, to be real honest with you. And even after 30 years, you know, you're never too old to learn something new. And, you know, we've done this long enough, and we have such a beautiful site there that I thought, you know, if we're getting 4,000 or 5,000 people for these great tribute bands, if we bring in some big old-time classic bands, which cost me five times that amount of money, we would even do better. And it didn't work. The truth of the matter is it's these great tribute bands that you can't see anywhere else. That's what draws the people, that and a $5 ticket. So that's what we decided to do. And to increase our opening crowd for our food vendors and stuff, we decided, you know what, why not do two tribute bands? You know, it's something, and that's what we've done. So you got to get there early. It's just going to be a heck of a year. I think we've done it right this year.
You guys have a wonderful schedule, and it really kind of seems like you guys cover a number of different types of bands, and I think that's what's going to make this thing so awesome. But I wanted to touch on something there that you just mentioned. You talked about how you were able to get, you know, two bigger bands, and two bands are going to draw a lot of folks into this thing because you wanted to make sure that folks get there early so they don't miss anything. A lot of the food vendors are going to be there. What can you tell us about the experience altogether? Without just taking a look at the bands, what kinds of vendors are you expecting? And talk about how that whole experience is going to be more about more than just music.
Okay, I'd be glad to. And I think this has been the key to Rockin' on the River's success over the years, is we are, just what you said, we are an experience. If you go to a lot of shows, a lot of concerts, you take a little seat somewhere, you sit down. If you have to go to the restroom, you get up, take a pee break, you come back, you sit down, you enjoy the show, you get up and go home. At our places, we try to spread out the food vendors, as well as, you know, the artisans and that, so that people can get a real enjoyment, walk around, look at local things. We always keep the price right, you know, to get in. And it's just a lot more to do than to just come and sit, and especially at that venue, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, you mentioned it, Bob. You keep the price right. You've got that beautiful venue with the lake right behind you, too, so you got the breeze coming in. It never seems like it's too warm in that area. But, and you mentioned, how do you guys keep that price the way it is with as many big acts as you guys have coming in?
Well, it's a little bit tough, and thank God we get some good support from some sponsors, like, you know, NOPEC came in big this year as a title sponsor. And again, we know how to do it now. We've done it for so many years that, you know, we can cut corners where we need to. But the one thing you can't cut corners on is your entertainment, number one. And secondly, and just as important, is your sound and lights. In fact, our company that does our sound and lights are the same people that do Blossom Music Center. So that's a very expensive thing. But when you come there, and you guys have been there, it's like a true big-time concert. You know, we don't hedge on that stuff, and that's what's important. Those two things have to be done just right.
We're talking with Bob Early. He is the event chairman of the Rockin' on the River series. And again, if you haven't seen the schedule, boy, you better check it out. www.rockinontheriver.com. There you can see who's playing when. Boy, it all gets underway, Bob, on Memorial Day weekend. That show features Absolute Journey. It's an Absolute Journey tribute. You've also got Velvet Shake. What can you tell us about those two bands in that particular show?
Well, Absolute Journey comes down from Canada, and they've been doing Journey for, I think, 12, 14 years, something like that. And I'm going to make a comment that some people are going to laugh at, but it's quite frankly, when you think about it, is true about these large tribute bands. And I didn't realize this until one of the bands that comes in, their guitar player is the musical director and guitar player for Taylor Swift, and he also plays in a tribute band. So he said, you know, Bob, the best tribute bands in the world are better than the bands they're paying homage to. And the reason being, before you smirk at me, is that you take Zoso, for example, who's been doing Led Zeppelin for 28 years, 250 to 300 shows a year for 28 years, whereas Led Zeppelin only played 4 or 5 concerts a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not, the quality is the same, is what I'm trying to say. And the experience is the same, even though it's not the original.
Yeah, I can
That's
see.
Really an interesting fact when you think about it.
Yeah, I never stopped to think. And not only that, I mean, if you want to be taken seriously, you've got to perfect that. And, I mean, they probably work harder on that sound than the bands themselves.
Absolutely. Plus, they use the exact instrumentation. For example, the Pink Floyd band that comes in, they'll do a Pink Floyd album from beginning to end. And boy, don't you dare try to change one note if you're us or get in the middle of a set. I mean, they'll kill us.
Yeah.
You know, because they try to recreate the exact experience.
Bob Burley, event chairman of the Rockin' on the River concert series. Again, it all begins on that Memorial Day weekend, Friday, May 26th. That show, Absolute Journey Tribute with Velvet Shake. All right, I got to really play some favoritism here, partner. I'm jacked about that next weekend, June 2nd. Dirty Deeds, an extreme AC/DC band with Strutter, which is a tribute to Kiss. I love Kiss, man. I love Kiss. Tell me all about this show.
Well, Strutter is the headline band, so that's a dual headline show. And I got them to agree to play first, which is not an easy thing to do with some of these bands because they have egos involved. And there again, I mean, I think they told me that their wardrobe just to do a Kiss show is something like $20,000. Because it all comes down to it has to be exact. I mean, there you got that, and then you got the AC/DC band with Freddie DeMarco, who works for Fender Guitar, and it's just something. I mean, it's like the real deal. And hell, it's $5, Andy.
That's a steal. I hear you. I mean, that's an absolute steal. In order to see a show like that, and like we've already discussed, I mean, it's not just the music. It's the entire experience. And for $5, you really can't go wrong with
right.
that. And for those who aren't really familiar with how this works, I mean, knowing all the experience that you've obtained over all the years, how does putting a series like this together, I mean, putting a show together is hard work, but scheduling this, in this case, you know, the first show doesn't take place for another 6 weeks or so, but to put an entire series together over the course of 3 months, what all goes into this process?
Well, first of all, we start the minute the year's over. We have our acts booked by the middle of November, so that we're, you know, ready to go for next year. And then as far as the sponsors and the food vendors, it's all based on what they've done the year before. You know, you've just got to make sure you keep your word with everybody and that people know you do a good job. And then it all falls into place. It's just a lot of hard work setting it up because people don't realize my wife, myself, and 3 other people set up 40-some tents. Of course, we have a sound company there doing all that. But we don't even start setting up a show until 9 o'clock in the morning, the day of the show. And I'm no kid, for God's sakes. I mean, it's, you know, we've just done it for so long. We've just got it down to a science. But it is a lot of work, and it's very high risk. If it rains, you're dead.
Bob, how do you
everybody gets paid?
How do you find these bands, Bob? Do they send you demo discs? Do you know about them? Does somebody point you in that direction?
We go see. We've done it for so long now. We know most of them. Like for example, the Queen band this year.
Uh-huh.
They're from L.A. and what we did is we called some people in Atlanta, people down at the Phrase in Springfield where they had played. We've called 5 or 6 places that we know and trust and respect them. And if they tell us they're phenomenal, they're phenomenal. You know, and that's why these bands have to be, you know, on their march their PDQs because we all talk. It's just like you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, it's – go ahead, Bob.
I wanted to say one more thing because I know you guys are big into high school sports and – I'm a high school sports fanatic. I don't know whether you guys knew that or not, but and I have listened to games because I've become a Lorraine fan, and of course I knew what Elyria Catholic does. And
sure.
One of the things that we do is we use nonprofits to pour, and we use the schools.
Very
so
cool.
I mean, like for example, Elyria Catholic will be there the 3rd week. Elyria Wrestling will be there like the 5th week. So that's one thing we're really incorporate. I don't say that to brag. I just say it because you guys are very sports oriented. And it's so cool to be able to use high school sports programs and even band programs in some cases to let them make some money each and every week. So that's been a key to our success, too, and I just want to take my hats off to them.
That's really awesome.
All of them.
That's really cool stuff. And, I mean, plus, too, it's a great way for folks to come together over the course of the weekends and the summertime, too, and you're going to see a great show while you're there. Bob, we appreciate
exactly.
the time. We certainly appreciate the time, my friend. Again, Rocking on the River, the concert series.
All right, guys.
It all gets going Friday, May 26th. Bob, thanks for stopping by.
God bless, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Again, for more information, check it out online, rockinontheriver.com. That's rockinontheriver.com. That 2017 concert schedule is available online. You can see who's playing when.